We changed strategy in Iraq, and the surge worked.
Now that's change we can believe in.
We need to finish the job.
We need to finish the job.
No matter who is president.
This ad by the group Vets for Freedom is designed to convince voters to choose what the VFF calls pro-mission candidates. Wisconsin spokesman for the group, Army Captain Greg Schumacher of Iola, says for the most part the media has painted a negative picture of the war and ignored the progress on the ground in Iraq. Progress, he says, vets like him have seen while serving there. He says the goal is to recruit voters who will support candidates who recognize that progress.
We're not endorsing any particular candidate. Their main goal is to support, behind the scenes, candidates that are pro-mission. We need to give the men and women on the ground the equipment and the time that they need to finish the mission and come home when Iraq and Afghanistan is secure and capable on their own to stand up and defend themselves.
Schumacher says his group is one of many vets groups hoping to influence the election, but he says Vets for Freedom has a larger membership of veterans who have served in combat in both Iraq and Afghanistan. VFF has held several debates around the country with another group, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, a group that has been critical of the current war policy and has called for a troop withdrawal deadline and lobbied heavily for veterans' benefits. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.